Labour's Māori elected MPs are returning to the party list this year after a bold play in 2017 saw them sweep all seven seats. Last election's decision to stay off the list was designed to wipe out the Māori Party and make room on the Labour list for greater Māori representation. Labour's Māori caucus co-chair, Mika Whātiri, said the strategy worked with 13 Labour Māori MPs in government and the Māori Party gone. Talking now to political commentators Morgan Godfrey and Shane Tepo, Morena.
Morena, Morena.
I can't decide whether this is a sign of confidence or a sign of lack of confidence. What do you think, Shane?
I think it's a sign of confidence. This far out from the election, I think that the Labour Party will take all of the seats. But actually, it could backfire because what, you know, I've been on four moderating committees in my former political life, and what it could do backfire, it could be less Māori MPs or new aspirants coming onto the list, because what happens is they have like a quasi-quota system. So what they'll do is they'll count on the list that there is this number of Māori on it already, and then perhaps someone from Pacifica or someone from rural or another MP. So there is a bit of a risk in that, but I think it is. I think that they're coming from a position of confidence.
What's your take on it, Morgan?
I think so. I agree with Shane. If an election were held tomorrow, all seven of Labour's Māori MPs would return to Parliament. And even for those one or two who might be on the edge, Adrian Rudafe and Te Tai Hauāuru, for example, just a nice word from the Prime Minister or a visit to the electorate would swing the seat back in Labour's favour. You know, Labour has some problems with Māori communities and Māori voters. Māori unemployment is double the national rate, for example. Benefits are too low, too few houses are being built, and Ihu Mātau has still not been returned to the land protectors and the mana whenua up in Auckland. But at the same time, you know, the Prime Minister has proven in this current crisis that she's probably the best crisis leader in the entire world, and that really is what's going to carry these Māori electorates, the Prime Minister's reputation and the trust that I think New Zealanders as a whole have built up in her leadership over the last few months.
However, there is the argument as launched by Mr. Mellor that it's all very well to manage the crisis, but then you've got to manage the recovery.
And that is a point, but also I think that penance has not been paid in terms of the Māori perspective. Māori Party did marry up with National last time around. Mm. I know that they're sending much different signals this time around, but I don't think in terms of the Māori electorate that Mellor is a factor in terms of someone that they would want to lead their government.
Where are you, Shane? You sound like you're water skiing.
No, I'm not. I'm just sitting in the car talking to you.
Okay, that's a relief. I didn't like to think that your life might be in danger as a consequence. Is this acknowledgement that some of the Māori MPs, the electorate MPs, might get rolled by the Māori Party, which has come back, of course?
Well, I think Labour's Māori electorate MPs know that their majorities, at this point at least, are as safe as houses. I don't think the Māori Party has the momentum this time around to get back. There aren't issues which they've attached to or issues which they are primarily driving. Everything the Māori Party has been doing over the last 2 years or 2.5 years has largely been responsive, whereas if you look at the history of a successful Māori Party bid for the seats, they've always been driving the issues, whether it's the foreshoring seabed or whatever else. But this time around, there's nothing to the degree of the foreshoring seabed that could possibly propel them back to Parliament, I don't think.
And would you agree, Shane?
I also think, Kim, that there was a strategic mistake made by the Māori Party in terms of renewal. They've got older leaders rather than some of the rangatahi that were looking to take over. I think that was a strategic mistake. And the other point is that I just don't see the organisational capacity on the ground. I don't see the activity. And I think that the Tina Morgan is quite right. We don't see the coalescing issues. And, and I think it's going to be a pretty comfortable win to Labour. And, you know, 106-odd days for the Māori Party to organise the troops on the ground, I think it's going to be very difficult.
Good to talk to you both. Thank you, Shane Tepo and Morgan Godfrey.